This is PCJ Radio.
Cari occhi, чорні брови, не забуду вас ніколи. Як у сні я вас бачу, ви смієтесь, а я плачу. Чарівні очі, ви мої одинокі, ви чарівно глибокі. О, як я люблю вас, чарівні.
Чарівно And a group by the name of Dunai from Ajax, Ontario, opens our program for this week. And the name of that group, Dunai, means Danube, as in Danube River in Ukrainian. And the title of the song was Kari Ochi Chorni Brove, which means hazel eyes and dark eyebrows, the traditional mark of beauty in a Ukrainian woman. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, над вами в ну радіопередачу «Наш голос», яка передається із чудового Ванкуверського острову. Дякую, що рішили прибути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there, and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio. I'm Paulette Demchuk-McQuarrie, your host, also known as Pavlina. Thank you so much for joining me for another hour of Nash Holos. Whether you're tuning in via AM, FM, shortwave, or online, welcome. Vitayu. We have another great program lined up for you. Vasel Pavlovsky has a cultural capsule, and Irina Bell of the Ukrainian Hour in Ottawa will be by with Chisnalovet, Did You Know? As well, we have an interview with Bohdan Tkachishin of Bowen Arts in Edmonton, and this is a group that is bringing to Canada the fabulous Vitusky Ukrainian dancers for their 2010 Canadian tour, and it's kicking off October 7th in Vancouver, so you'll hear all about it later on in the program. We also have a proverb of the week, other items of interest, and plenty of great Ukrainian music. And coming up next, the Kubasonics from their most recent CD, their fourth. It's called Play. And the Kubasonics, incidentally, are also from Edmonton. And here they are now with an original composition by the group's frontman, Brian Cherwick. And it will explain to you all about the great Zabava. And a Zabava is a kick-up-your-heels Ukrainian party. Here they are now, Brian Cherwick and the Kubasonics with Great Zabava.
People often ask me, what the heck is a Zabava? It's not the kind of party that I go to with my baba. The music's kind of loud and the dancer's kind of sweaty. I'll tell you all about it, have a listen if you're ready. Better head goose, big sip at Zabava. Lots and lots of booze, big sip at Zabava. They do it like they should. There's always lots to drink and there's tons of homemade food. The city folks, they try their best, but really tell me please, there must be better city food than those little cubes of cheese. Better hand foods, big sip of Zabava. Lots and lots of booze, big sip of Zabava. Those are big boots, makes a really good Zabava. And a kick-ass band makes a great Zabava. All my friends are going. They all like something different, but to each his own. Me, I like the music, others like to dance, and some just want to drink and drink and drink and drink. Drink. Better hand booze, big sip of Zabava. Lots and lots of booze, big sip of Zabava. Those are big shoes, makes a really good Zabava. And a kick-ass band makes a great Zabava. The boys from UNB, the Cimarrons, the Starlights, but really, let's be honest, the best ass kickers are the
Kubasonics!
Better hand boots, big sip of Zabava, lots and lots of booze, big sip of Zabava, those are big shoes, makes a really good Zabava, and a kick ass band makes a great Zabava!
Radiocast.ca – це наша адреса в інтернеті. Українська радіопрограма з Ванкувера «Четверта хвиля».
Ukrainian programming the fourth wave from the Burnaby Mountain.
Ми виходимо на хвилі 91 FM в Ванкувері. Також ловіть наш потік через веб-сайт cjsf.ca.
Шукай вечорами, твоя ворота, то є чистая вода, то є бистрая вода в синих
And that was a Volodymyr Ivasyuk classic, Червона Рута, performed for you by Sonia from Nashville. And that's from her CD, Від Щирого Серця, From the Heart. Before them, you heard Pasla by Peter Blatchcombe from Toronto. Up next is Privit from Montreal from their CD, Закликання, Remember Me, and Низло і Незламане, The Unbroken Wing.
This is Irina Bell, producer and host of the Ukrainian Hour on Chin Radio in Ottawa, with a Did You Know Chiznalivi segment, and special greetings to the listeners of Nash Holos. Did you know that British writer Marina Levitska, whose earlier novels A Short History of Tractors in Ukrainian and Strawberry Fields were bestsellers, she has another novel out. The title is We Are All Made of Glue, and balances weighty themes with humor. In this book, Marina Levitska deals in an amusing and sympathetic way with old age and family disagreements against a background of the Holocaust and the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Marina Levitska's book, We Are All Made of Glue, is available in bookstores and at your public library.
Дуже дякую, Ірино. Many thanks to Irina Bell of the Ukrainian radio program in Ottawa for sharing Chiznalive, Did You Know, with Nash Holos listeners. You can catch her show Sundays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is, of course, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, streaming live at www.chinradioottawa.com. You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio. And a delightful blast from the past that came to me from Ukraine, actually, from Oregon Music. And this is a CD called Forgotten Songs of Ukrainians, and that was Komarinsky Hopak. Up next is Anichka from her CD Pohovorit Zinoi Pokrinske. Here she is now with Tikha Voda.
Тиха вода грає на безкиді. Давно була, давно була з милим на бесіді. Радам би я, радам би я ту водицю пити. Радам би я, радам би я з милим говорити. Мене попросить, як на горі пшеницю покосить. Він покосив, вже й осінь минає. Він ся женить, бере другу, а мене лишає. Нерви милий, нерви милий, солодкий малини. Та й не люби, та й не люби нараз дві дівчини. Дві дівчини, дві дівчини, то велика зрада. Одна плаче, гірко плаче, друга тому рада. Одна плаче, гірко плаче, друга тому рада.
Hello, I'm Vasily Pavlovsky, and this is Cultural Capsule, especially for Nash Holos. At the beginning of the last century, Europe experienced an upheaval like it had never experienced before. During the First World War, there were Ukrainians who, based on where they were born, ended up treated differently by the government of Canada of the day. Those who were from west of the river's Bruch were from the Austro-Hungarian Empire and considered enemies of Canada, and over 5,000 ethnic Ukrainians were interned as enemy aliens in 24 internment camps scattered across the country. However, one particular individual was born on September 15, 1887, in the village of Kutkiv, currently Kutkivtsi, and it lay just to the east of the river's Bruch and was part of the Russian Empire. At the age of 20, he married a local girl, Anna, who bore him a daughter, Maria. During the difficulty of these times, they were separated, and they both disappeared without a trace during the Stalinist repressions of the 1930s. At the age of 21, he was conscripted into the Russian Imperial Army. During his term, he became instructor of close quarters combat, and then towards the end of his military career, he became a forester and served the last of his days in the far east of the empire. Unlike many other Ukrainians who emigrated to Canada, he arrived in Canada not through Europe and across the Atlantic, but through Vladivostok and across the Pacific, arriving in Vancouver, because for him, traveling west was forbidden. In April of 1913, he began work as a lumberjack near Vancouver. He soon moved east and ended up in the Ottawa Valley working in the lumber industry, but soon found himself without work due to an economic downturn. With the start of the war in Europe, Philip Konoval volunteered for the 47th Canadian Infantry Battalion of the Canadian Expeditionary Force. Before the war was over, he would be awarded the Victoria Cross, the highest military decoration for valor in the British Empire. In August of 1917, Konoval fought with exceptional valor during the Battle for Hill 7 near Lens, France. There were close to 10,000 Ukrainian Canadians who fought with the Canadian forces during the First World War, many changing their names and place of birth in order to enlist, while others who were born west of the Zbruch River were interned. The knowledge of the deeds of Philip Konoval during the First World War helped consolidate Ukrainians in Canada as they tried to right a wrong of those who were interned and revealed the dark pages of Canadian history. I'm Vasil Pavlovsky, and this week's Cultural Capsule featured Philip Konoval, recipient of the Victoria Cross.
Дівчино, прощай, і конику вороненьки неси та гуляй. Пості, пості, козаче, твоя дівчина плаче, як ти мене покидаєш, тільки подумай. Пості, пості, козаче, твоя дівчина плаче, як ти мене покидаєш, тільки подумай. Білих ручок не ламай, ясних очок не стирай, мене з войни зі ставою собі ожидай. Хочу я нікого, тільки тебе одного, ти будь здоров, мій миленький, а все пропадай. Не хочу я нікого, тільки тебе одного, ти будь здоров, мій миленький, а все пропадай. Сказав дівчино, прощай, ти конику вороненьки неси та гуляй. Пості, пості, козаче, твоя дівчина плаче, як ти мене покидаєш, тільки подумай. Пості, пості, козаче, твоя дівчина плаче, як ти мене покидаєш, тільки подумай.
You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Bowen Arts of Edmonton proudly presents the 2010 Canadian Concert Tour of the legendary and internationally acclaimed Vyrsky Ukrainian National Dance Company. The tour starts in Vancouver on October 7th at the Vancouver Center of the Performing Arts, 777 Homer Street in downtown Vancouver. Showtime, 7:30 p.m. Next stop will be the Kelowna Community Theatre on October 8th and the Sagebrush Theatre in Kamloops on October 9th. Then Vyrsky continues eastward into Alberta, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, Quebec, and Ontario. Don't miss this spectacular performance by a world-renowned ensemble that the New York Times describes as astonishing. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster or call 604-280-4444 in Vancouver, 250-860-1470 in Kelowna, or 250-374-5483 in Kamloops. For more information, visit www.bowenarts.com. That's BOENArts.com.
Bowen Arts is the proud presenter of the 2010 Canada Tour of the Vyrsky National Dance Company of Ukraine. The tour kicks off in BC with the first performance in Vancouver on Thursday, October 7th. From there, on to Kelowna and Kamloops, then eastward through Alberta, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, Quebec, and wrapping up in Ontario. On the line with me now is Bohdan Tkachishyn with Bowen Arts to tell us a bit about Vyrsky and what you can expect to see on stage in Vancouver and the other 21 stops across Canada. Bohdan, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome. Vitayu.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Bohdan, Bowen Arts is a fairly new company. So can you first off tell us a bit about the company and your role with it?
The idea came from the artistic director of Vyrsky Dance Company when I was in Kyiv, because I am Ukrainian from Ukraine. Mm-hmm. And for the last 15 years I live and work in Canada. And I'm a choreographer, ballet master. I do many different things in cultural and artistic area. And he, 2 years ago, approximately, he told Bohdan, do you know someone that maybe would be interested to organize a Vyrsky tour to Canada? We have been in Canada maybe up. On my mind, I never saw them in Canada. Maybe I was too young at that time, because now I know it was in 1964. But wow. I believe it was joint like USA-Canada. You know, a few cities USA, then up to Canada. And again, back to USA and up to Canada. But just in Canada, I don't think they have been before. So he told me that, and it was, as I told, 2 years ago, sometime in September. And then when I get back to Canada, I start thinking who I would like to do this with, because I can do some big part of this project. I know that I little bit, you know, familiar with how to do this and that, but we need more people, and obviously we need some investment from those people. So, and you know what? I still think that I did right choice that I proposed this to Ken Kaczmar, and from that time we start the logistic of the tour. And we spent many, many hours, hundreds of hours, first myself, then together. And a year ago, I think around end of October, Vyrsky was with one performance in Toronto, because last fall they did 68 performances in the United States of America.
Wow.
So when they have been on the East, they just, you know, hit one Toronto city
right.
with one performance. There were around 2,400 people on that performance, and we both came there, because Ken Kaczmar is president of Bowen Enterprise Ltd., and I am director of Vyrsky Tour on this trip. So he signed contract with Miroslav Vantuch, artistic director, general director of Vyrsky Company, and from that time we both daily and nightly, because you know this, we always thinking how to do this most proper way, how to bring more people to enjoy this excitement. Because you know what, when you see on stage 50 professional dancers, age between, mostly between 20 and 30, I don't think that sometime before I could see such young age, but professionally perform on stage in Vyrsky Company. They always had between 25, 35, sometimes 25, 40 years old, you know, but now, and all of them, obviously, they were raised during this independent time of Ukraine. This is completely new generation with new vision, with new feelings. It's not because we are promoting them in Canada, because I saw them. And anyone who will come on any night in Canada when they will perform in 21 city with 24 performances, doesn't matter which ethnic group those people belong, Canadians, they will enjoy for sure this excitement for 2 hours.
Now, you said there are how many dancers in this group?
We bring in 50 of them, but regular in their cast in Ukraine, they have around 80.
Wow.
See, we cannot, you know, afford for everyone because we're a new company and we're trying to do our best, and obviously with help of different communities throughout Canada, our friends, colleagues, our different organizations, and just Canadians who like, because I know that Canadians, this really, from my point of view, this nation is very high cultural, educated, and art that they like to come and enjoy. Because I'm here for 15 years, and I'm enjoying Canada and everything what's happening here. But also, I like to come back to Ukraine, and, you know, I like to do relations, culture, in cultural and artistic area between Canada and Ukraine. That's why we think that me and Ken, together, we can make good team in this area.
Now, what will there be a specific theme then of the performances? What can people expect to see on stage?
You know the name of this? This is National Dance Company of Ukraine. This is really the best of the best can belong to this group. Secondly, they are named after Pavlo Virsky. So obviously that at least 50% of program have to be from his artistic life. He did many, many different choreographies and dances. So they keep working, keep, you know, teaching new generations of his choreographies. And current artistic director, Miroslav Antuch, he made already many of his own choreographies. So they will show some on historical themes, the Poryska Siege, some humoristic, with humor, Povzonets, Chumaki, some that will show grace of our Ukrainian girls, ladies, and really you will see this. And there are many that making on different regional specific lexicon, because, you know, Ukraine, this is East European country, and it occupies quite a big territory surrounding with different countries, Belarus from north, Poland, west, Slovakia, Hungary, Romania, Russia from the east. All those countries that we bordered, so different regions of Ukraine, obviously have influence of those countries.
Right.
And the specific way of doing specific regional dances that under influence of music and obviously and dance style and dance lexicon, it makes Ukrainian choreography, folk dance choreography, more interesting, more variable, and also I think will be interesting for Canadians to see different regional dances done during these two parts performance.
Wow.
But the main thing, I can assure you, because I'm in dance business for last 40 years almost, because I'm over 50 now, so I'm still teaching and I can even a little bit dance myself, but highest level of performing, this is the most what people can see. Unbelievable jumps, spins, crawling, and synchronized dancing. This is not just, you know, dancers coming together and doing something. I would say that during the last 3-4 years, and maybe I hope 4 more years in future, this group coming totally to another higher caliber, and I would like, and myself and many people that we would like to bring to our performances, to see this group at this moment, at this time, on high calibre of their presentation, whatever. By the way, currently, now, they are performing in Poland. They had 6 performances in Warsaw and Lublin. So by, I believe, October 1st, they're coming back from Warsaw, and October 5th, on airplane from Kyiv and to Vancouver.
Wow. Well, it sounds like a really exciting show. Just, I'm all excited now just listening to your enthusiasm.
And your radio program is under the name Naš Golos?
Yes, it is.
Maybe you want me to say a few words in Ukrainian?
Well, most
few sentences. Я б сказав, I would say that, шановні жителі Ванкувера та інших міст Канади, якщо у вас є можливість в цей вечір, коли національний ансамбль танцю України імені Павла Вірського буде гастролювати у Канаді, знайдіть 2 години часу вільного, завітайте на наші виступи, на виступи ансамблю, і це буде незабутній час, який ви не забудете і розповісте всім вашим друзям, знайомим, дітям, родичам і так далі. То чекаємо на вас на виступах ансамблю Вірського у Ванкувері, Кемлупс, Келовні, так само, як по всій Канаді, аж до Сходу. Thank you very much. It was you was in Ukraine.
Oh, чудово. That was wonderful. Okay, so tell us the details now then of how people can get tickets.
We have our website, www.boenarts.com. If they will go on this website, they will see everything there, and we put number of each theater that they can make a call, and then they will give them more detailed information where in that particular city, or even maybe through internet, because some theaters we're working with Ticketmaster.
Uh-huh.
Some theaters, they have their own way of selling. So this is 21 city and 24 performances they do in different way. But it's very easy to see when, which location, we put addresses, we put phone numbers, obviously day and time. It's very easy to take a look. But in Vancouver, it will be obviously on the first, the very first performance. That's why it's, you know, we worry about this because we would like to make good start. More people will show up. We will be very thankful for them because they do not just support, you know, this ensemble. They represent all Canadians who have come. Why? Because when Vitsky performers come in on stage and they see at least 60-70% of full house, they, you know, they feel, oh, they don't mind. It can be and less and more. But whoever come in, as I told before, they will never forget this night. I tell you, for a long time they will remember this. First of all, if you know, if you're a little bit more familiar with Ukrainian music, national folk music, it's all lyrical or exciting in tones, melodical very. So these orchestrations that their orchestra doing, because unfortunately we couldn't bring live orchestra. They have excellent orchestra of 30 professional musicians. But, you know, not everyone can bring them on tour because it's too costly. Right. By the way, orchestra is doing their own trips with orchestral performances in Europe. They never have been here. So it will be, first performance will be in Vancouver on Thursday, October 7th at 7:30 p.m. The Center in Vancouver for the Performing Arts at 777 Homer Street, and telephone number is 604-280-444. So we expect that all people who like art of dance and whatever that is exciting, that is, you know, dynamic, that because for 2 hours they will for sure be in another world. I mean, in a world of art. And after that, when they come out of the theater, they will be ready to go and work with, you know, with more energy. And I'm sure that they will talk to their colleagues, friends, and whoever they know after that, and will encourage them to come to our performances in next cities on our tour.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for this very exciting preview. I'm looking so forward to seeing it and hopefully meeting you there too.
Thank you for interviewing us, me.
Okay, дякую.
Дуже дякую. Всього найкращого. До побачення.
До побачення.
And again, that was Bohdan Tkachishyn with Bowen Arts, and details about the concert tour, where you can get tickets, and when and where they'll be playing other parts of Canada at their website, which is bowenarts.com. That's B like boy, O-E-N, A-R-T-S, bowenarts.com. And there will also be a link on the Nash Holis blog. Up now is Lubistock from their CD, Ukrainian Folk Music, traditional Ukrainian folk music, that is, on the Airmail Music label. Here they are now with Bukovina.
Bukovina.
Was Luhansky Kozakev from Lutsk, Ukraine, and the title track of their CD, Hey Vidno Solo, Hey There Is a Village. For the very best in Ukrainian music from all corners of the globe, tune in to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you courtesy Keith Perron and PCJ Radio. This broadcast will be archived at the PCJ website, which is pcjmedia.com. You can find out more about Nash Holos and catch the local Vancouver broadcast at the Nash Holos website, which is nashholos.com, and that's N-A-S-H-H-O-L-O-S. Our time together is just about up, but before I leave you, some Ukrainian words of wisdom. Як хочеш мати науку, то вивчай спершу азбуку. And our proverb of the week translates as, if you want knowledge, first learn the alphabet. Well, that about wraps up our program, so I'll leave you with our final song, which is by the Brothers Band from Manitoba, and it's the Happy Time Polka. I'm Pavlina Demchuk-McQuarrie. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio, thanks so much for listening. Till next time, do побачення.
Hi, I'm Peter Anthony Holder, and I would like you to join me for a very eclectic and different kind of radio show. It's called the Stuff File Program. Where else would you get to hear a well-renowned Hollywood acting teacher, a best-selling science fiction writer, a guy who teaches llamas how to be golf caddies, or the man who has Hitler's toilet, all wrapped up with some of the oddest news stories around? It's a rhetorical question. There's only one place. The Stuff File Program with me, Peter Anthony Holder. There are various ways to catch the show. You can find it at my website at peteranthonyholder.com. Check out my blog at peteranthonyholder.blogspot.com. Find it at cyberstationusa.com, radioforall.net, or simply subscribe to it on iTunes. You've forgotten all those places already, haven't you? Okay, just Google the title. It's called The Stuff File Program, and stuff is spelled S-T-U-P-H. Catch it, enjoy it, and have a chuckle or two. The Stuff File Program with me, Peter Anthony Holder. Radio will never be the same again.
Hi, this is Ian McFarland. If you're an SWL and feel nostalgic for the good old days of shortwave, you'll be interested in three sets of CDs that Colin Newell and I have produced. The first gives you 100 ident and interval signals from stations around the world. Then there's the foreign language recognition course that will help you identify the myriad languages that you can hear on shortwave. And the newest CD set, a look at the past 20 years in shortwave broadcasting with some of my broadcasting colleagues, and a look into the future. The proceeds from the sale of these CDs are in aid of a charity, a food bank for the less fortunate in my city of Duncan, British Columbia in Canada. Learn more about these CDs on the dxr.ca internet website. That's dxr.ca. Good listening, everyone.